أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولقد جاءكم يوسف من قبل بالبينات فما زلتم في شك مما جاءكم به حتى إذا هلك قلتم لن يبعث الله من بعده رسولا كذلك يضل الله من هو مسرف مرتاب. الذين يجادلون في آيات الله بغير سلطان أتاهم كبر مقتا عند الله وعند الذين آمنوا كذلك يطبع الله على كل قلب متكبر جبار. وقال فرعون يا هامان ابن لي صرحا لعلي أبلغ الأسباب أسباب السماوات فأطلع إلى إله موسى وإني لأظنه كاذبا وكذلك زين لفرعون سوء عمله وصد عن السبيل وما كيد فرعون إلا في تباب. وقال الذي آمن يا قوم اتبعون أهدكم سبيل الرشاد يا قوم إنما هذه الحياة الدنيا متاع وإن الآخرة هي دار القرار من عمل سيئة فلا يجزى إلا مثلها ومن عمل صالحا من ذكر أو أنثى وهو مؤمن فأولئك يدخلون الجنة يرزقون فيها بغير حساب.
And in the days gone by, Yusuf alayhi salam had come to you with clear proofs. Then you continued remaining in doubt of the mission that he had come with. Until at length, when he had passed on, then you said, never will Allah Ta'ala send a Rasul after him. In this manner, Allah Ta'ala leaves to stray all those that transgress and live in doubt. Those who dispute about the words of Allah Ta'ala without any proof that had reached them, then how disgusting is this behavior in the sight of Allah Ta'ala and in the sight of the believers. In this way, Allah Ta'ala seals up. In this way, Allah Ta'ala seals up every tyrant, arrogant heart. And Fir'aun said to his ministers, O Haman, construct for me a structure that I may reach up to the ways and the paths of the heavens, and I may see the God of Musa alayhi salam, and I believe him to be a liar. And in this manner, Fir'aun's evil deeds seemed pleasing to him, and he was turned away from the path, and the plots of Fir'aun ended up in just ruins. And the believing man that was concealing his faith, now he reveals his faith and he says, my people, do follow me, I will guide you to the straight path. And my people, the life of this world is just a temporary convenience, and the hereafter is an abode that is lasting. It's a permanent abode. Whoever does any evil, he will be only requited to the like thereof. And whoever does any good work, be it a male or a female, provided he has iman, then they will enter into Jannah and provided with sustenance without measure. And my people, how strange it is that I call you towards salvation and you called me towards destruction and the fire. You call me that I may reject Allah Ta'ala and I may join up with him gods that I have no knowledge of, and I call you towards the one that is exalted in might and always forgiving. Without doubt, you call me towards the one who is not fit to be called in this life nor in the next life. And our return is to Allah Ta'ala, and the transgressors will be the people of Jahannam. And soon will you remember what I say to you. And I assign my affair to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, and Allah ta'ala always watches over his servants. Then Allah ta'ala did save him from the evil and the ill of all their plots and plans, and the severe, miserable punishment had overwhelmed and had surrounded the people of Fir'aun from all ends. It was in this world, they were drowned from all ends. Severe punishment had overtaken them, and on the day of An-Naru yu'raduna 'alayha, and in their graves, in the temporary abode until the day of Qiyamah, that is the life of the grave, in that life also, the fire will be brought before them in the mornings and the evenings, as well as the day that judgment will commence. Then Allah Ta'ala will command that enter the people of Fir'aun with Fir'aun in the worst punishment. Remember the time when they will dispute in the fire. Then the weak will say to the arrogant leaders that we had been following you. Then can you save us? Can you take away and save us from some portion of the fire? The arrogant will say, we all are here to remain. And thus Allah Ta'ala has judged between his servants. Then the Jahannamis, people of Jahannam, will say to the keepers of Jahannam, that you pray to your Rabb that he may lighten our punishment just for one day. They had failed in their negotiating with their leaders. Now they turned towards the keepers of Jahannam, asking them and pleading to them that lighten our penalties for just a single day. Then the keepers of Jahannam will tell them, أَوَلَمْ تَكُوْ تَعْتِيكُمْ رُسُلُكُمْ بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ. Didn't your rasools come to you with clear proofs? They will say, yes. So well, then you may pray as you like. For the prayers of the unbelievers is of no effect. You can go on praying in the hereafter for salvation and for good, but that prayer of yours is absolutely useless. In the first ayat where Yusuf alayhi salam had come to them, so they remained in doubt. And after he passed away, they had said, never will Allah Ta'ala send a Rasul after him. In other words, what they were implying, that when Yusuf alayhi salam was around, then we had rejected him. So when we are going to be rejecting the Anbiya alayhi salam one after the other, then there is no point in Allah Ta'ala sending another Rasul when he's going to be rejected and he's going to be receiving this type of a response and a reaction. So there won't be any Rasul that will be sent in future. But this is the thinking of the unbelievers, and Allah Ta'ala leaves them to stray in their doubts, stray in their transgression. They speak without any proof and reasoning, not realizing that this type of behavior is most disgusting in the sight of Allah Ta'ala.